Erev Shabbos, Parshas Pinchas, Yud Ches Tammuz, Tavshin Samach Vav. Mishnah in the end of Tainus, in the very Dalid, Tavchav Vav Amid Aleph, tells us as follows. Chamisha Dvarim Irus Avisein B'Shibas B'Tammuz, V'Chamisha B'Tishba. Five things occurred to our ancestors on the day of Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, and five things happened on Tisha B'Av. B'Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, what took place yesterday, that because of those things, Chazal Wakeveya, a Tainus, a day of Tainus, for these five things. B'Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, Nishtabru Haluchais. That was the day that Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchais, saw the Jews doing the Egel, Nishtabru Haluchais. Second, Ubatal HaTamid, the carbon Tamid, ceased to be brought starting from Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. V'huvko Ha'ir, the walls of the city of Yerushalayim were breached, they were broken into. V'saraf HaPustamas HaSatera, this happened already in the second Beis Hamikdash, that a Sefer Torah was burnt. V'hemed Selim B'Heichel, and the fifth thing was that an idol was erected on the Heichel. Rashi in the Mishnah learns there was Menashe, one of the Malchi Yehuda, one of the kings of Yehuda, put an Avodah Zarah in the Heichel. The Gemara talks about a whole strange thing that happened. There were two of them, and one hit the other one. It's not for now. So these five things happened. Nishtabra Lucas, Lucas broken. The Tumid stopped being brought. The walls of the city were breached by the enemy. And this could be on both Batei Mikdashes, both the first and the second. That was the day that they came in, and then 3 weeks later on Tisha B'Av, that's when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So we could understand that why Chazal said this has to be a day of Tainus, this has to be a day of mourning for the breaking of the Luchais, obviously, and the walls being broken into, that was the beginning of the end, the burning of the Torah itself, certainly, and bring an idol into the Beis Hamikdash, we can understand that. What stands out in this group is L'chayra Batal HaTamid. The carbon tamid. First of all, it was not the only carbon that was batal. All the carbonas were batal. Now you could say very simply, all the carbonas all had to be batal because the din is, the halacha is that the carbon tamid has to be the first and the last carbon to be brought in the Beis Hamikdash. So if you don't have that one, you can't have any of them. Good. But in the slichas that we said yesterday, we mentioned specifically the oilo is not anymore, the mincha is not anymore, all the carbonas not anymore. So why does the Mishnah point out the carbon tamid? And why is it that the carbon tamid, when that ceased to be brought, that's like in the same level of a tragedy that brought Chazal to be kaveya tainus? What's so special about the carbon tamid? Secondly, we said in the slichus yesterday, we mentioned in a poetic way, the Piyut mentions all of the things that happen on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, these five things that we just mentioned in the Mishnah, Nishtabra Haluchais, Nisr Fahateira, all the things I mentioned. When it comes to the Tamid, when he talks about the Tamid, it says as follows, Tofash, the enemy, the oppressing enemy, was Tofash Migdashenu. He ridiculed in our Migdash, in our Beis Migdash. Venutol Mechosin Vechalo, it's Odavitzamid. And it was taken away from the Chosin and the Kala, the bracelets of the feet, the bracelets of the hand. What does that mean? There's no explanation here in the Siddur about the Slichas. Seemingly, it would mean there's a mission in the end of Saita, which talks about that the different armies encroaching on Yerushalayim, Chazal made certain restrictions of what a chassan could wear and what a kala could wear by the chassana. When it says Bepulmish Shalas Basyanus, when Vespasian's army came, they said, okay, the chassan, the special crown that a chassan would wear on his head, that can't be anymore, as a sign of seriousness. And then when the Titus's army, when the army of Titus came into Yerushalayim, they said the kala can't wear a special crown anymore. No, that's what it seemed. That's what the Nutal Mechasim Kala was taken away from the Chasim and Kala at Sadovit Summit. Problem with that is, at Sadovit Summit are bracelets, hand bracelets and feet bracelets. They're not crowns. The Mishnah there talks about talks about crowns. Then Yan, because ki asnucha, because we angered Hashem, because we angered you, nitanu lahashmid, we were given over to be destroyed. Kibishav asabatamuz butala tamid. What does the tamid have to do with the chasen and kala? Fine, the chasen and kala. The things had to happen that we had to take away from the chasen and kala certain glorifications that they would wear at the wedding. But what does it have to do with the carbon tamid? His Hashgacha has it that Parshas Pinchas, most of the time, always falls out in the 3 weeks. Always falls out after Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. It's very infrequent that we will read the Haftarah for Parshas Pinchas, which is connected to Parshas Pinchas. Usually the Haftarah for Parshas Pinchas, as this year, will be the Parsha for the Haftarah for Matis, which is the Gimel de Paranusa, the three Haftaras of Peronius, which starts with Yirmiyah. We start with that Parshas Pinchas is Yirmiyah. But Parshas Pinchas is always read, most of the time again, is read during the 3 weeks. Obviously, Hashgacha Pratis, and why is that? There are those that suggest, the reason is because one of the Parshias that talks about the Karbanis is in this Parsha. It's found in Parshas Pinchas. Not only the Karban, but the Karban HaTamid. And when we read every Reish Chodesh, we read about the Karban HaTamid. If you look at in the parsha, right at Chamishi, which is Perek Chof Ches, again it's the lining that we read on Rosh Chodesh. Vayidav Hashem Meishalem Etzavetz Bnei Yisrael Amarta Layem, command the Jewish people as Korbani Lachmi LeIshai, as Korbani Lachmi LeIshai. Now, this is not the only time that the Torah uses the word lechem for a korban. As korbani lachmi, my korban, my lechem. Leishai, bring that to me as an offering. On the mizbeach, reach nichoichi, this will be a pleasurable thing to me. Lachmi l'mayadei, to bring it in its time. It's not the only time. Several times the Torah, when it talks about korbanis, but specifically twice at least, when it talks about korban tamid, it uses the word lechem. What does the word lecha mean that we use, that we describe a korban as lecha? What does lecha mean?
Bread.
Bread. Okay, that would be the number one answer, which is incorrect, but it is the number one answer nonetheless, Max.
Sustenance.
Taira. Okay. We have a lot of answers here. What does lechem mean? Okay, lechem can't mean bread, because it says by the man, when Hashem gave the man, what does it say? Hineni mamti lochem lechem in Hashemayim. I'm going to send down lechem from Shemayim. What did the man look like? Kizeragad, it was like a little coriander seed, and then whatever you thought it should taste like, it tasted like. It could taste like bread, it could taste like whatever you wanted. So it doesn't mean, the definition of lechem can't mean bread. We'll see what the definition of lechem is. Yeah, some say it means something that sustains a person. It's sustenance. Okay, but it's more than that. It's more than that. So number one, we're asking why, out of the five things that are listed in the Mishnah, the carbon tumid seems to be standing out as something that would not have brought us to be kavei atainus on this day of Shavuos B'Tammuz. And what is the pshat and the slichas when it talks about the carbon tumid? It says that it was taken away from the chasen and the kala, the etzad of its summit. The bracelets were taken away from the chasen and the kala. And how do we understand when it says in the parasha in the carbon tumid, lechem, carbon ilachmi? Why does it use the word lechem by carbonis? So we have to understand a little bit about what a carbon is. What is a carbon? So we have the, for those that may have learned in Parshas Vayikra, when he talked about Karbanis, we start talking about Parshas Karbanis, right over there in the beginning, in Pasuk Tes, where it says that a Karban is a Reach Nichoach LaHashem, the Ramban says, you see from this Pasuk what the idea of a Karban is. First he brings the Rambam sprout. The Rambam, Amar Nevuchim, says, you know why we're being Karbanis? Because since the Mitzriim and the Kastim, they worship the Bakar and the Tzayin, that's their gods. So in order to take what they think is something of power, and that's what the Rambam calls a taklas or avera. Therefore, when we do an avera, we'll take their god, so to speak, and bring them as a carbon for Hashem. The Ramban is very unhappy with that pshat. Says heim divrei havoi. Says it's absolutely incorrect. He says that this is the pshat. He says you're making the whole karbonis, you're making it as just like as a default because they bring. He says that's the reach nechach l'Hashem, that you just take their god and bring it up. That's not the pshat. Says the Ramban, oh, the pshat is as follows: that when a karbon, a person brings a karbon, he takes an animal. And the animal is brought in the Mizbeach, it's for slaughtered, the blood is sprinkled, and then it's burnt. What he's supposed to think in his mind is that really his blood should have been sprinkled, really he should be burnt on the Mizbeach, and in place, from the Chazdei Hashem, in the place of him being burnt, we allow that a carbon could be burnt. We allow him to pay it off, and in lieu of himself being burnt, he could bring a carbon, he could bring this animal. It means he's giving himself up. And instead of giving himself up to the Kaddish Baruch, instead of burning himself, he burns the carbon instead. That's the Ramban's pshat in Karbonis in general. But the Maral, not taking it from the Ramban, not following the Ramban, but takes this idea, which really the Ramban is saying, takes it a step further. The Ramban, right in the beginning, when the Siv HaAvoida, talks about Karbonis. The Pasuk says, Zaveach Rishayim Te'eva, that the carbon of Rasha is a Te'eva. So he says, from here you see that the carbon is not for the purpose of Hashem. Hashem doesn't gain, Hashem doesn't benefit from a carbon, because otherwise, who cares who brings it? If he gets it, he gets it. Obviously, he says that the carbon is for the person himself. So he says, if you will ask, then if so, that it's not for the purpose of Hashem, so why did we bring a carbon in the first place? What's the purpose of bringing a carbon if it's not for Hashem? It's for us. So what do we get? What do we gain? What are we doing when we bring a carbon? Says the Maharal, ein zeh sheila. Ki av shein dover zeh lo teles Hashem yisborach, even though it's not for Hashem's purpose. Mikol mokin, ha'odam moiser atzmai el Hashem yisborach. The person is giving himself up to Hashem, even though ein moiser nav sheila rak momen shaloi, shemak v'lo karbon, even though he's not giving, physically he's not giving himself, rather it's something that he bought, it's something from his money that he's giving. When a person gives of his money, he paid for this animal, and he's giving it to Hashem, it's as if he's giving of himself to Hashem. And that idea of giving from his money to Hashem, that shows avoda. Just like an eved gives everything that he owns to the master, we're giving everything we own to Hashem. One point. V'zeh also, v'zeh moira gamken, he says, shehu yisbarach echod, v'ein zulase yisbarach. What a carbon does is it shows, it proclaims Hashem's oneness in the world. How does it proclaim Hashem's oneness in the world? Kai Hashem makriv may love carbon. When a person brings a carbon to Hashem, may rezek yakol shaloi. This shows, this indicates that everything is Hashem's. V'kasha akol shaloi, if everything is His, is menkim kain ein zulosei. If so, nothing else but Hashem exists. V'hu yisbarach echod. And it shows Hashem is one. This is the idea of a carbon, says the Maral. The person is giving himself up to Hashem, and more so, he's giving up to Hashem, as he's saying, there is nothing but Hashem. How do you understand that? To understand it as follows. There's something that some people say before davening, in the section that we call Karbonis, before the Psukah de Zimra starts. It's not all Karbonis, but it's part of the Birch HaShachar. Loilam Yehodam, people say, and we say to Shema Yisrael, and right after Shema Yisrael we say, Atahu Ashaloi Nivra Ha'olam. You were Hashem, Ashaloi Nivra Ha'olam, before the world was created. Atahu Misha Nivra Ha'olam. And you were after the world was created. What does that mean? Sounds pretty simplistic. You were before the world, you were after the world. Is the pshat in this line is as follows. Hashem, just like you were before the world existed, in other words, that only you existed and no one else and nothing else, so too after whom Yishinivra Olam, so too after you created the world, also really nothing else and no one else exists, only you Hashem. Atu Ashalinivra Olam, Atu Yishinivra Olam. Just like nothing was in existence before the world was created, so too really nothing is in existence even after the world is created. So what do we see here? What are we doing here? This is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's koyach in the world. In other words, when we say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, it doesn't mean Hashem is one and there's no other powers as if like big powers in the world. No, it means Hashem is Echad and there is nothing else in the world except Hashem. And when we exist, it's through Hashem. We said this morning, V'ato mechaye es kulam. Hashem gives life to everything. Anything that does exist, we see trees outside, we see buildings, we see people, we see animals. All of that exists only why? Because Hashem wants it to exist. That's what it means Hashem is Echad. Hashem wants everything to exist, therefore exist. If Hashem doesn't want something to exist, what will it be? It will be nothing. It will be ashes. It will be dust. Nothing will be if Hashem doesn't want anything to exist. That's what we mean. We say, Hashem, you were before the world created. And even after you created the world, it's nothing but imaginary. Because without Hashem continuously giving into the world, it can't exist. So therefore, what the Maharal is saying is that when a person comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and brings a carbon, and brings a carbon and burns the carbon into ashes, and like the Ramban says, what a person is really saying is that I should be the one being brought as a carbon. What I'm saying to Hashem is, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem, there's nothing that exists. Everything else is ash. Everything else is dust. There's nothing that exists. Even the animal doesn't exist. Even myself, I don't exist. I am nothing because only Hashem exists. And I'm sort of giving myself up. And in lieu of that, Hashem B'chazdai allowed us to bring a carbon instead. Hashem, I bring this carbon and I burn it to you to show nothing else exists except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And anything that does exist, it's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will that it should exist. HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving it power to exist. So that's the idea of a carbon in general. That's the idea of a carbon based again on this Ramban, that we're burning the behemoth, the animal, instead of the person, but the person thinking that really he should be burnt. And this idea that he should be burnt is basically saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I don't exist. We'll see there's a deeper way of understanding it, which will crystallize it even more. I don't exist. Nothing exists in the world except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Maharal is explaining. When you bring a carbon, it says, you show Hashem Echad Vein Zolosei. It's only Hashem that exists, and nothing else exists in the world. Because just like nothing existed before Hashem brought everything to being, even after Hashem brought everything to being, it's just that He brought it to being. And He continues it to be, and therefore there is really nothing in the world that is a reality except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he explained what the word lecha means. Tzaveis b'nei Yishov amarta aleihem es korboni lachmi li'ishai. Bring my korbon, which is my lechem. What does lechem mean? So the Netziv here in the Parsha, the Netziv explains what the word lechem means. Shem lechem, mashmoi, the definition of lechem is pu'ulas hachibur, the act of combining things, b'hiskashrus amitz umudubuk, in a very strong connection. Lechem means joining things together. He actually brings the source for this is a medrash. The medrash is in Parshas Vayikra. Parshas Vayikra, Gimel, explaining the pasuk which we read yesterday in the Haftarah. Yazev Rasha Darkai. The Rasha should give up his evil ways. Vish Oven Machshav Isov. And the iniquitous person give up his evil thoughts. And the Medrash asks, how should a person do vidui on Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur? It means when a person wants to give up his evil ways, what should he do? What should he do to be misvadet, to confess, to do tshuva? And it's in Yeshaya, Nun Hei Zayin. Yazer Rosh Adarka, Yivish Oven Machshav Yisav. In the Medrash Mayikra, it's Parsha Gimel Ois Gimel. What should the person do? Yazer Rosh Adarka, Yivish Oven Machshav Yisav. V'yoshev al Hashem, v'yirachameyu. He will return to Hashem, will do two vishtav al Hashem, v'yirachameyu, and Hashem will have pity on him. Says the Medrash, what is v'yoshev al Hashem, v'yirachameyu? Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, ka'odam shehu malchim shtei nesarim u'madbikun ze lo ze. Like a person is malchim, from the word lechem. Malchim shtei nesarim. He takes two boards and sticks them together. Or he takes the bedpost, u'madbikun ze lo ze, sticks them together. In other words, the word lechem means sticking things together, gluing things together. The Matnas Kuna explains, instead of V'yirach HaMeyu, they're explaining it V'yilach HaMeyu. V'yoshev al Hashem, V'yilach HaMeyu. Return to Hashem, then V'yilach HaMeyu, and He will adjoin you together. Who will you adjoin to? You'll join to Him. Says the Nitziv, that's what Lecha means. And that's what a Karban does. What a Karban does is it joins HaKadosh Baruch Hu back to Klal Yisrael. Why is it my lechem? He says, V'chei nikra ha-talmud lechem. Lechem is also called Torah. Why? Kediz b'chagigah. L'chu lachmi b'lachmi. Why? Because ain l'cho mechaber u'mekarev es Yisrael l'avim shabar shamayim k'may talmud v'karbonis. Lechem means something that puts things together. So why is lechem called bread? Because bread, in other words, the staples, the foods that people eat, brings together the nefesh and the guf. That's what the Nesiv says, the Meshech Chokmah says the same thing in the Parsha. Lechem is something that joins things together. So it does so in a way that keeps a person alive. Therefore we call the sustenance of a person, we call it lechem. Hinein imam to lechem, lechem and hashamayim. This is what's going to sustain you, because this is what's going to keep your nefesh and guf together. But lechem also means that it joins HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael. So that's what a karban does. Why? What a karban does is as follows. When a person sins, when a person is chayte, the Svarim explained that he separates himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he separates HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he sins, how does he rejoin himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Through a karban. But in light of what we understood from the Ramban and the Maharal, it's much more understandable now. When a person sins, what is he saying? He's saying it's not only Hashem's das in the world, not only Hashem could decide what to do, but I could decide what to do, because I could decide to do against what Hashem says. In other words, what I'm saying is, there is a reality that exists in the world, aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is not Echad. There's me too. Because there's me too, because I decide what to do. When a person then realizes, when you put in your own das, that means you're separating from Hashem, you're saying there's not one in the world. It's not only Hashem that exists. I exist too. So then what does a person do? He brings a karban. When he doesn't bring, by bringing a karban, as he brings the karban, says, I should be burned. I understand that I was wrong. There is nothing that exists in the world except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only Ratz and Hashem that exists. I don't have my own das in this world. I can't decide what to do. I can't decide to go against HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratz. That's what a karban is. What a karban is, it's lechem, because it joins the person back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, Hashem, I thought I exist. I thought I have an opinion here. I don't have an opinion. Only you have an opinion, Hashem. Only you exist. I bring the carbon. I burn the carbon. It's as if I'm burning myself. It's as if I'm telling Hashem, I now understand. I do tshuva v'yashav al Hashem v'yilach hameyu. And I reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying, Hashem, you're Echad. Nothing else exists.
When we say nothing else exists, when we say it's all part of Hashem's dream, we're all part of His dream. In other words, He's the only one that has existence.
And the atomachayas kulam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give kayak to everything as long as He wants to give that kayak. Yeah. The Karban Tamid did this on a regular basis. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perachot Tes, pasuk Aleph. Hoy Ariel, Ariel, woe is to the Mizbeach. Ariel, because the reference to the Mizbeach. Kiryas Chana David, which rested in the city of David. Woe that we're missing the Mizbeach. In other words, woe that we don't have Karbanis anymore. Why? Because Sifu Shana al Shana has been added year after year, Averis, Chagim Yinkaifu, because Chagim, the Karbanis, have been cut off. Says the Mitzudas David, why do we lament over the fact that we're not at the Mizbeach anymore? And why do we have increasing Averis? And a person never had to sleep in Yerushalayim over a day and have any Averis left in his hand. Why? You had the morning dose and the afternoon dose. The morning dose took away from any sin that was done at night, and the afternoon dose from any sins done during the day. So the Karban Tamid was a constant reconnecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only in Yerushalayim, they talk about why in Yerushalayim, what if I was living outside of Yerushalayim? The way we're understanding is because the person has to feel that. The person has to be in Yerushalayim and be by the Karban Tamid and understand what the Karban is doing, what the Karban is saying to him. It's saying, I don't exist. It's saying, Hashem Echad. Then the Karban could work for him. Then the Karban could free him from sins. But now he says, Because we don't have the carbon tam anymore, so there's increasing avarice because a person can't have that constant kapara. That's what the carbon tam is. It's based on this, it could be explained, this is what we said in the slichas yesterday. Venutal mechasim v'kala is not talking about a regular chasim v'kala. Who's it talking about?
Hashem and us.
The chasim v'kala is the chasana that we had at Har Sinai. When we had the chasana, is the chasim and the kala joining together. How do you join together? You join together through etz adav et samid. What is it, samid? What is the word samid? The first time we find samid in the Torah is in Parshas Chayesara, Perachov Dalad, Pasikhov Beis. When Eliezer came to Rivka, what did he give her? He gave her bracelets. When they finished drinking, and put two bracelets on her hand. What does Rashi say in Shnei Tzemidim? Everything that he gave her really was an allusion for something. Asara zah mishkolom, asara zah dibris. Beka mishkoloi, because what Klal Yisrael were given the shkolom. Shnei Tzemidim. Remez l'shnei luchais mitzumodos. Why? Like the Nitziv said, Ein lecha mechaber mekasher Yisrael avim shabashamayim ketalmud v'karban. The luchais, the Torah, is what brought Klal Yisrael together the first time. That's what made the union between the chasen and the kala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the luchais. That was the bond between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. Now we understand that when what was the first thing that happened on Yuzayim B'Tamuz? Nishtabra luchais. What comes right after that in the Mishnah? Ubatal atamid. The tamid is the thing that's the tzamid. That's the connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Talmud, nishtabra luchais, and the carbon. The carbon tamid is what connects HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael. Is the new talmid chosin v'kala tzamid v'tzamid. That tzamid, that connector, that glue that kept us connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that came apart. How did that come apart? How did that lechem come apart? Because kibishuvah asabatam is butalat tamid. Because the tamid was taken away. A raya to this is in the next piyut that we say. The next piyut tells us, miyodoi, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, odisi, we were crowned choli v'chesem etzah devit tamid. We were crowned with all of these things. When we were crowned with all of these things? We were given the tamid, we were given these things that connected together, because alkei midishkas hatulam butalat tamid. Same idea. And as the carbon tamid here, the reference to the carbon tamid is that's what's connected us with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a constant basis. Morning and evening, we were always reconnected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the carbon tamid. That was the lechem, that was the glue that kept us together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the tzamid, that's what the shnei tzamidim refers to. It was the luchai said that brought us together, and the carbon tamid which kept us together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of that is very good, and explains a little bit from the parsha of Karban Tamid. We have a new sense of Karban Tamid, and why Chazal were Kaveya indeed, why the Karban Tamid was one of the five things that, because of that, we Kaveya Tainis, because when it's Batal Atamid, it was also Batal, that connection, that close connection between a Chasan and a Kala, between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. But we have to finish with one very interesting Yalkut Shemayni in Parshas Voeschana. On the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echon, says the Yalkut, Dover Acher, Shema Yisrael, Lama Kairin Shema Ba'boikil V'erev. Why do we read Shema twice daily? Why do we read Shema in the morning and the evening? That's the Medrash's kasha. Says the Medrash in one pshat, Moshe l'chacham. This can be compared to a chacham shoyer ben, who had a son. Vayamal aleshtei sudas b'chol yoyim. Achas ba'boikev, achas b'erev. The son was a good son, and every day used to bring the morning meal and the afternoon meal to his father. After many days, the chacham saw that his son was becoming impoverished because of all the money that he was spending on the food for his father. So he called the son over, Korol Ayoviv, and Omri says, Bini, my son, I see you're not going to be able to continue to bring me sudas every day, twice a day. Is any mivakish memcha, ela shetei shemeya oisi derish beveis haknesses, beis bamem bayoim, He says, I have an alternative. Instead of bringing me two sudas every day, just come listen to me, give a drasha twice a day in the Beis Medrash, and that will suffice. Says the Medrash, Kach omalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael. L'sha'avar, what it used to be, is ha'isim akrim l'shtei pom b'yayim, esakev esecho ta'asav ha'boiker, esakev esasheni ta'asav in ha'boyim, the pasuk by the Karban Tamid. You brought me a Karban Tamid in the morning and in the afternoon. However, goli v'yadua l'fonai, she'beis hamidosh asali charev, I know the Beis Hamidosh, you won't be able to retain that daily offerings to me. You won't be able to bring me these karbonis. I want something in lieu of karbonis. I want something in place of karbonis. What is that? Shema Yisrael ba'boker, v'shema Yisrael ba'erev. V'oila lefanai yosi mikol karbonis. And that will be to me, your Shema Yisrael to me every day will be like the Karban Tamid. What's the Shaykh's Shema Yisrael to Karban Tamid? Because if Karban Tamid, if what a Karban is, like the Maral explained, a Karban is every day we bring, every day we say and proclaim, the burning of the Karban is the burning of the person, is saying there is nothing else that exists except Echad, Ve'en Zulosai, except HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else, is that's what Shema Yisrael is doing. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's what we're doing. Tamid Shal Shachar, Tamid Shal Barabayim. The Shema of the morning, the Shema of the afternoon. You could do without this, except I won't be able to sleep if you don't hear this. Just a beautiful understanding to the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. For the next time you start Daf Yomi, you'll remember this. The Gemara in the beginning of Brachos asks, you say, Mei Misai Karni Shema Baharvin, when do we start reading Shema at night? Says the Gemara, Maishna Datani Arvis Beresha, Lishni Shachris Beresha. Why do you say, why do you start with the nighttime Shema? Why not start with the morning Shema? So the Gemara answers, no, b'shach b'chov kumecho, because in the Pasuk it says at night. Question is, says Taisvis, why should I start with the morning? When do we start a halachic day?
At night.
Yes. So what are you asking?
Let's push it.
Says Taisvis, listening Shachris Bereshu, we start with Shachris? Says Taisvis, these are his words. Ki da'ashachan b'tamid, t'chsiv shal b'yker t'chila. Because by the Karban Tamid, that says first. What does the Karban Tamid have to do with Kriya Shema? According to this Medrash, it's beautiful. The Karban Tamid is Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema is in place of the Karban Tamid. But how do we understand Kriya Shema now? Now we have a new understanding of Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is the Karban Tamid, the daily Karban Tamid. It's our daily dose. We used to have the Karban Tamid to show that we are nothing. We don't exist except Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And now in place of that, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I know in the future it's going to be no more Beis Hamikdash, no more Karban Tamid. Butal HaTamid. When it's Butal HaTamid, we know there's going to be separation for the Chasen and the Kala, the Lechem that kept them together, you won't have anymore. You won't have that ability of Yashav Al Hashem, you won't have the ability to reconnect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zok the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'll give you something in place. Shema Yisrael Ba'boiker, Shema Yisrael Ba'erev, in place of the Karban. Because when we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we can think now, this is our Karban Tamid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is our way of saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know if we sin, we want to do tshuva. We know that you're Echad. We know this is the way we connect with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only through the Torah, only through the understanding of the Karban. What it does is saying Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is at least during the 3 weeks, we should be able to mechazik zayin in this point of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and through that, we'll be zeche to restore the Karban Tamid back to its place. Agun Shabbat.